Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. I am your host for this evening, Morey Obadiah Yisrael, of the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. Standing there for the senior Morey here at the House of Yisrael, Morey Ishiah Yisrael. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is this Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our King, and he alone will save us. So we give all honor, glory, and praises unto the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yah. And I'd like to say shalom to all of our family and listeners that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the mighty Yah. And we thank you for tuning in. And what will we be discussing this evening? Well, what we will be discussing this evening is an interesting topic. And the meditation came unto me a couple of weeks ago, well, actually last week, because it's dealing with something that the whole world is in debate about. The entire earth is at a controversy with. And if you look up in Webster's Dictionary, or if you just look up in the dictionary, the definition of supremacy. The definition of supremacy is the quality or state of having more power, authority, or status than anyone else. It's the state of being supreme. And just last week, or just this week, they had the Ku Klux Klan. They had a rally up in Dayton. And what they were saying is that this rally that they were having is to return the nation back to a state, to return it back to the state of supremacy, because they are under the impression that they are the supreme beings. They are under the impression that they are the ones that are to rule the earth. But according to the words of Yah, according to the testimonies of Yahweh, what is supremacy? What is the state of being supreme? And who is supreme? According to the laws and to the testimonies of the mighty Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Do Yahweh just look at color? Do Yahweh just look at a race? Do Yahweh just say, well, because you have a certain type of skin tone, you're more supreme? Or because you of a certain ethnicity, you're more supreme? What makes you supreme according to the words of thus saith Yahweh? And we will be discussing and bringing out a few points to show the world that Yahweh has established supremacy. And we're going to see how Yahweh established supremacy. And we're going to start off, if you turn with me, to the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, I'm going to begin reading. And before we begin reading, we're going to read about one of our great forefathers, a shining example in the nation of Israel. Yahweh said, look unto the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit of which you were digged. Look unto Abraham, your father. So Yahweh has given an example. Yahweh has given an example that if you want to follow after righteousness, if you seek after righteousness, there's an example that you follow after, and that's after Abraham. And what did Yahweh, what responsibilities did the Most High put on Abraham? Well, we're going to read about it. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, start at the very first verse. It reads, now Yahweh have said unto Abel, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. So we already seeing that the Most High has given this man a great responsibility, because Yahweh said he will make him a great nation and will bless him and will make his name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And no matter what religious faction that most of our people are claiming, no matter what religious dogma that most of the world is claiming, they all will have one thing in common. They all will claim that they came through the seed of Abraham, because Yahweh had already proclaimed that he will make Abraham's name great. But the Most High said that Abraham would not only, he was going to be a blessing. And then in verse 3, it says, and I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse him that curse you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Well, my people, if we go on by the definition of this word, supremacy, Yahweh has established supremacy through this man. Because Yahweh had already said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you, and through you, all families of the earth will be blessed. And why was this important? Why would this responsibility be placed on this man? Well, simply because Yahweh said that he know Abraham, that he would command his household. So he knew that Abraham would command his household in the ways of Yahweh, in the laws, statutes, judgments of Yahweh. He knew that Abraham wouldn't have men and women in his house and be telling them that you don't have to follow after Yah. You don't have to keep the testimonies of Yah. All that was revealed unto Abraham, he was teaching his household. So when Yahweh revealed unto him to circumcise himself, he did it immediately. And he circumcised his household immediately. When Yahweh said, sacrifice your only son unto me, Isaac, Abraham went to work immediately and was willing to do it. Because this is the confidence that Yahweh had in his servant. But not only that, this is the confidence that Abraham had in his creator. And this is what is going to establish supremacy. This is what's going to establish if you have power and authority or status on anyone else, your relationship and your servitude towards the Creator. And let's read about another one of the descendants of Abraham. If you turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter. Because Abraham was concerned. He said, Yahweh, you will put a great responsibility, a great blessing upon me. And he wasn't just thinking for himself. He was thinking about the generation behind him. He was thinking about his seed. And he said, well, look, Yahweh, since you have given me this blessing, and since I only have one son, are you going to establish your covenant with my son? And look at what Yahweh said that he would do. In the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 15th verse. And it reads, and Elohim said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, you shall no more call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her and give you a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, and kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old hear, bear? And Abraham said unto Elohim, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. And this is what he said, Yahweh, I already have a son. Can this covenant be established through my son Ishmael? But this is why Yahweh is the supreme of the supreme, because Yahweh knows the beginning from the ending. And Yahweh is looking for something that he wasn't going to find and establishing this covenant through Ishmael. And look at what Yahweh told Abraham. He said, Elohim said, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. And 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, and with Sarah shall bear unto you at this time, this set time, in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and Elohim went up from Abraham. So Yahweh already established it. He said, best believe your wife is going to bear a child. And this child's name is going to be Isaac. And my covenant will I establish with him. But I'll make Ishmael great. He'll have 12 princes coming from him. He'll be a great nation. But my covenant, I'm going to establish with Isaac. And this sets forth the order. And this is going to be a lot of the reasons why the nations have risen up against the people of Yahweh. Because what they can't take, what they can't stand, what they can't bear is the ordinances or the order of Yahweh. But this is what Yahweh has ordained. This is what Yahweh has set forth. This is what Yahweh has put forth in the earth to let you know who's the head and who's the tail. And a lot of the world, they can't handle this. That's the reason why you have other books. That's the reason why you have other doctrines. That's the reason why you have different understandings from different type of nations, because all nations are rushing to be supreme. But they know that Yahweh hasn't established his covenant with them. He know that Yahweh hasn't given his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments to them. They know that Yahweh hasn't shown his face and spoke face to face with his people, with them. They know these things, and they grew envious. And this envy turned into outright hatred. And we're going to read about why some of the things that we have learned as a nation, we've been learning. But if you turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter, I will begin reading at the 20th verse. Because Yahweh said that Abraham will have a son, and he was going to establish his covenant with Isaac. Well, Isaac is here. And look at what Yahweh told Isaac's wife. Look at the revelation that Yahweh revealed unto Isaac's wife. In the book of Genesis, the 25th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 20th verse. And it reads, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian, of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife because she was barren. And Yahweh was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yah. And Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. See, everybody's fascinated with the order. They think that society has taught us that the youth always serve the elder. But the order comes from Yahweh. And Yahweh said, "You, the reason why there's turmoil inside of your belly, the reason why there's turmoil inside of your bowels, because you have two different nations inside your womb and two different manner of people in your bowels. And this is why there's a struggle, because in this struggle, the elder will serve the younger." And this is what Yahweh put inside of, this is what Yahweh put inside this woman's belly. So they knew it was going to be some turmoil. They knew it was going to be some fighting. But this is how Yahweh establishes his covenant. This is how Yahweh establishes his word. This is how Yahweh establishes his supremacy. And mind you, well, we're going to get to that later. If you turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 43rd chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 43rd chapter, we're going to start reading. I'm going to start reading at the 30th verse. Genesis 43 and 30 reads, "And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. And he sought to where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, set on bread. And they set on for him by, they set him by himself and for them by themselves. For the Egyptians, which did eat with them by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that was an abomination unto the Egyptians." So here it is. We have a covenant established through Abraham. A covenant established through Isaac. And the elder was Esau. But he had to serve his brother, Yaakov. And Yaakov had 12 sons. And one of his sons was Joseph, who was put in the bondage by his brothers, sold to an Ishmaelite to be brought into bondage. And he was in prison for years. And he was afflicted for years. But because he stayed loyal to the Most High, because he believed in his Elohim, Yahweh raised him up to prominence. And Yahweh made him a king in the nation of his captivity. The only one that had more say than he did was the Pharaoh himself. And the Pharaoh was asking and inquiring of Joseph. And there was a sore famine that was taking place. Because had not Joseph been there, the nation of Egypt would have been consumed. But this is what we was reading about in the 43rd chapter, where the Egyptians, they thought it to be an abomination even to eat at the table with a Hebrew. Now, we've been taught in society that this white supremacy, where do you think they got this from? Now, was Egypt a white nation? No. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the Egyptians, they came out of the line of Ham, which was a black nation, because Ham was a black man. But they've taught us that the curse of Noah was that we have black faces. And why are they teaching us this? Now, what we read about is covenants being established by the words of the Most High unto his servants. And you haven't seen race being implemented nowhere yet. You don't see the Most High saying you're going to be a supreme nation because you black. And because your locks hang long. And because you got this and because you have that. You don't see that nowhere. What you see is a covenant being established because his servants were executing Yahweh's words. And you will see that other nations that look just like you and I despise us. Think it was an abomination. And outright abhorrent to even eat at the table. So, like it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, there is nothing that's new under the sun. Where do you think that these nations grew their hatred from? Where do you think that these nations have despised us and where they gotten this from? Well, all they did was just, they got the same spirit that these nations that's been in the midst oppressing Yahweh's people have. And they've been waiting for our nation to be weakened and waiting for our nation to be shaken down to the ground so that they can exercise their supremacy over Yahweh's people. And they thought it was just an abomination just to eat at the table with a Hebrew. So now you can understand why you the tail and not the head. maybe you can start to understand why you the last hired and the first fired. Now maybe you can understand why you are the borrower and not the lender. Now you can understand why the various curses Yahweh put, he said one of the curses, he put us in the midst of our enemies. And the enemy is the adversary. An enemy is just there to stand for our affliction, to stand for our oppression. Because really, that's what they want. They want to be supreme over the Most High's people. Because they could change times, they could change laws, they could change ordinances, they could change doctrines, and they could change testimonies. And they can make it look like all you ever been was a slave. And that being, having your face and having your complexion and having your blood that flows through your vein is an abomination. Well, where do you think that most of these scholars got it from? Where do you think most of these heathens have gotten it from? Well, they got it right here from the testimonies of Yahweh. And they'll have it look like Yahweh condones slavery. Yahweh condones righteousness. That's what Yahweh condones. All this wicked, all this evil, all this abominable things that's being done by these nations, Yahweh didn't co-sign none of these works. Yahweh just said they'll do it because it's a nation of a fierce continence, and they won't have any type of favor towards the young or the old. So Yahweh is letting you know how your oppressors would think. And now in society, they teach you more how your oppressors will look. But you see here that you have a nation that looked like you, despise you. So much to the point that they thought it was an abomination to even eat at the table with you. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 43rd chapter. Or turn with me to the book of Exodus, the first chapter. In the book of Exodus, the first chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. It reads, "Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Yosef. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join themselves unto our enemies and fight against us. So get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, fiefdom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor." So all this was done out of paranoia. All this was done out of a fear that they would join themselves unto the enemy. And they said, well, let's afflict them. And isn't that what they're doing in society today? Why do you think the Isles of America have touched over all the four corners of the earth? There's nowhere that you could go in the world where America doesn't have its influence. Well, where do you think that they get their paranoia from? Why do you think that they have an affection towards Egypt? Because they have an affection towards the nation that have always stood for the oppression of Yahweh's people. And these nations that stand for the people that hate the Most High and hate the Most High people, they will be confederate with them. And they just as paranoid as you're reading. You could take Egypt out and you could put America in and you'll see the same testimony. Aren't that what they paranoid about today? Aren't they coming and walking around with hats saying make America great again? They want to go back to the old ways. They want to go back to the old past. They want to celebrate how it used to be when you was being pulled away at lunch counters, when you was being hung from trees, when you were being castrated, when they was cutting babies out of the women's stomach, when they were stomping on the heads of babies? Man, we got to make America great again. In other words, we have to make this land oppressive. That was the greatness. When you were oppressed, when you were the tail, we loved that. Why do you think they're not teaching you about Yahweh today? Why do you think that you find out that the men and women in the scriptures have black faces like you, long locks like you? Your Elohim is described as having a dark hue. His angels are described as having a dark hue. Why do you think they never told us this in the schools and in these various institutions? Why? Because they have learned the ways of their oppressors. And they don't want you to know how vital you are in this earth. They don't want you to know how supreme you are in this earth. All they're trying to do is reduce you to a slave and tell you that you are nothing. You was only built and only made to be a server in this earth. And they're telling you half the truth, but they're not telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Yes, we were made to serve, but we wasn't made to serve man. We were made to serve Yahweh, the true and living Elohim. We're his servants. And that's why Yahweh made us supreme, because we're his children. We're his wives. We're his servants. We're his host on this earth. This is what Yahweh has made us for. But if they can make you think that there is no Elohim, if they will have you under the impression that there is no creator, then what they will say is that you were only made because we're more supreme than you. And their history lets them know that this is not true. Their testimonies let them know that this is not true. And you know, most important is Yahweh has let this people know that this is not true. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we're going to read some of these curses. I'm going to start at the 37th verse. And it reads, "Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword amongst all nations where the Yahweh have led you. And thou shalt carry much seed into the field and shalt gather but little wind, for the locust shall consume it. And thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them up. And thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thy oil shall cast off its fruit. And thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity." This is what we read about. We're reading about oppression. And this is what Yahweh said, that your seed that you will have will go into captivity. Well, little do our people know, because they quick to say that this is the curses that we're under. And it's true. We are under these curses. But you know what these curses hit and who these curses have afflicted? And this is what was brought out this past Shabbat day. See, this is why it's a glory to keep Yahweh Shabbat. When you're reading about these curses, you know why we had these curses? Because we was rebellious, and we rebelled against the Most High. So if you want to get these curses up off of you, then what's the thing to do? Stop rebelling against the Most High. These verses that we just read don't have to apply to you. It doesn't have to apply to us today. Why would Yahweh say that you just a cursed people, but then say gather yourselves together and so that you may be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger? If all we are is cursed, well, then why is Yahweh saying gather yourselves together so that you may be hid? I thought we was just cursed. No, you curse when you just remain rebellious. You curse when you just remain wicked. You curse when you just remain in adversity to what Yahweh is commanding and to his testimonies. Then you feel these curses. But these curses don't have to be upon us today. But these curses are upon us today because we in a deep sleep. Because Yahweh said in the very same chapter, at the 65th verse, Yahweh said, and amongst these nations shall you find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give you there a trembling heart and a failing of eyes and a sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before you, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. And in the morning you shall say, what Elohim, it were even? And at even, thou shalt say, what Elohim, it were morning. Now you have people saying, man, Yahweh don't care about our controversies of when the day start. Well, Yahweh said, I'm going to put you in the position, you're going to know exactly when time start. Because when it's morning, you're going to be praying if it was even. And at even, you're going to be praying it was morning. So you're going to care then. And then it says, with Elohim, and for the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thy eyes, which thou shalt see. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you, and thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and for bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. So Yahweh is letting you know, you being brought into Egypt again, that means you being bought into the land of your captivity. You being bought into the land of your overseers. You being bought into your land of oppressors. You know what Yahweh is letting you know? That these nations have been waiting for you to commit transgressions against your Elohim so they can reign themselves supreme over you. And this is why our people have no prosperity. Because we waiting on the man to redeem us. We waiting on the president to redeem us. We waiting on the Senate to redeem us. We waiting for the court system to redeem us. We waiting for a Marcus Garvey. We waiting for a Malcolm X. We waiting for a Martin Luther King. When none of these men acknowledge Yahweh. And you think you go just make it up out of captivity because you know a bunch of black history? You could give out all the black inventors? What is that doing to you now? We've invented much and wasn't even allowed to patent the idea. And a bunch of other nations took the idea. Now they running around and they the billionaires. They the trillionaires. And they give you the crumbs off the table. But you got the knowledge that they made it. You got the knowledge that they invented it. But what is it doing for you? It still haven't bought you any redemption. People don't walk away and say, I used to be an Israelite. But now I just start going into the ways of Egyptology, and I'm just a studied man. Well, you read all these books, and you still can't bring salvation to your people. They can break down all the falsehood of these books, and they can tell you a bunch of vain knowledge. But when you turn around and ask them, how does salvation come to your people? And they start, they start giving you the ideas of their oppressors because that's who they've learned it from. So if you want to know who is supreme, you got to return back to Yahweh. Because Yahweh said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter. Because in order to know where you're going, you have to know who you come from. And in order to know this, you have to know who you're in the midst of. And Yahweh has a high standard. Not only does he have a high standard for his servants, but he have a high standard for the nations that he will leave remaining. And Yahweh doesn't take the oppression of his people lightly at all. Yahweh's not laughing at any of the things that's being, the acts that's being committed by his people, nor the acts being committed by these nations. This is the standard that Yahweh has in the book of Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter. And the very first verse, it reads, he that is wounded in the stones or have his private member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. And you know, that's one of the first things they did to our people. That's one of the first punishments that they implemented. It's called castration, where they chopped off the private member of men. But the mercy of Yahweh said, look, don't let the eunuch say I'm a dry tree. Yahweh said, you can even have a name and room in my house if you do one thing and take on the Sabbath day. And you got idiots out here teaching you Don't take on the Sabbath day because you in captivity. When Yahweh said, I'll give you a name better than some of the sons and daughters by taking hold of my Sabbath day. This is how you know you're not cut off. This is how you know you're not a dry tree. By taking on to something I established on the seventh day. I ceased and rested from my work, and I gave this unto my people. I shared this with my people. And Yahweh said, this is how you can show the world that you're not cut off. And it says in verse 2, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. And we've been taught wrong. We've been taught that a bastard is just someone that was raised or born of a father that wasn't married. No, this is speaking of a man this is speaking of someone that has a father of a different nation. Your father is not the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this is what our people, this is what we've learned in society today. Oh, it's beautiful. We're a melting pot. You can marry whomever you want to and just mix up and diminish your gene pool. Until now, the generations get lighter and lighter and lighter. Until now, it's a whole generation that's been removed. You don't even recognize yourself. You don't believe me? Look at the Chinese today. And look at the pictures of the Chinese of old. Look at all those, look at most of these nations. These nations that they call Mexican. Look at their origins. And you will see a lot of dark faces. But you won't see that now. That's not what you're going to see paraded now. Because that's their whole plan. They want our people to integrate, assimilate, until we evaporate. And this is why Yahweh said, you won't enter into my congregation because this is an abomination. Yahweh wouldn't have us go outside of our own tribes, let alone outside of other nations that Yahweh has deemed permissible to marry into, to have seed with. And that's the whole purpose of doing it the righteous way. So you can raise the Elohimly seed unto Yahweh. But because we do diverse, Yahweh said, a bastard will not enter into my congregation, even to the 10th generation. But let's keep on reading. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, even to their 10th generation. Shall they not enter into the congregation for Yahweh forever? Now, why is this? And just coincidentally, Ammonites and Moabites, these are black nations. Moabites come from Lot, which was Abraham's nephew. So you can't say, well, they weren't black. These are black nations. Because Yahweh not looking at, Yahweh not concerned with because you righteous because you black. Or you wicked because you white. That's man-made theology giving you that. Yahweh looking for the righteousness because Yahweh loves righteous. But Yahweh letting you know an Ammonite or a Moabite not going to enter into my congregation, even to the 10th generation. And why not? In verse 4, it says, because they met you not with bread and with water in the way. And when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam, the son of Beor, of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse you. So if you think that Yahweh won't let a Moabite or Ammonite in his congregation, what do you think that Yahweh going to do to these nations today? Not only have they not met you with bread and water, but they put poison in your water. They got lead in it. Not only are they not giving you bread, but they put poison in your bread with all type of additives and preservatives. And it just swell you up and break your body down until you destroy it. And you come into the land and they won't even give you that. Because they fixated with something. They think it's because of your color. It's just the spirit that Yahweh has placed on these nations to have enmity against Yahweh's people. But it says, nevertheless, Yahweh, your Elohim, would not hearken unto Balaam, but Yahweh, your Elohim, turned the curse into a blessing unto you, because Yahweh, your Elohim, loved you, and thou shalt not seek their peace nor their prosperity all the days forever. And Yahweh let us know, thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, because thou was a stranger in this land. Yahweh said, look, I'll take care of Edomites. I'll take care of Edom. But he your brother. No matter how much you try to deny, and that's what you have Israelites try to do, justify hating Edom because of the indignations that they have committed against our people. Well, that's why Yahweh is the judge. Yahweh said, I love Yaakov, but I hate Esau. Yahweh said that he going to make the land of Edom a waste howling. He going to make it waste howling. It's going to be a land of Fadom and destruction. So what good am I hating Edom going to do? See, these nations, and this is what supremacy they've taught us to do. They've taught us to be, have a supremacist mind state. And they say, well, if you feel like you're inferior or you think you're superior to a nation, you walk around with a certain amount of pride. So you can't wait to walk up to an Edomite and tell them you hate them. You can't wait to walk up to a Gentile and tell them you hate them. You can't wait to do this and that and say what you hate. Because really they want you to execute the wrong type of judgment. The opposite of what Yahweh is telling you. Because all these nations that you are abhorring and all these nations that you are hating, see, Yahweh can abhor these nations because these nations can't do nothing to Yahweh. Because Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the creator of all nations. So they can't do nothing to the Most High. Yahweh can tell an Edomite to his face, I abhor you. And they can't do nothing but try to seek some favor. But if I say I hate you, they can say, okay, you hate me? Well, no money for you, no jobs for you, no housing for you, no food for you, no shoes, clothes. And matter of fact, I'm going to make sure that you're going to confirm the words of your Elohim, because your Elohim said you're going to come to me and want for all things. So that's what they do. They teach you to have a supremacist mindset so that you can be oppressed forevermore. This isn't for you to show the world that you got pride in being black, have some sense of responsibility and goodness in being black. If you happy to be black, then you keeping the laws of Yahweh. If you happy to be the race that you are, then you confirming the testimonies of Yahweh. If you are delighted in your people, then you trying to return them back to Yahweh. Any other way, you just learning the ways of your enemies. And your enemies have always wanted to reign supreme over you. And this is what make our people go backwards and not forward. See, when you in the land of your oppressors, when you in the land of your captivity, you don't rebel from the Most High, you return to the Most High. And by returning through the Most High, Yahweh will establish the supremacy through him. The only reason why Israel is some of the baddest people on the face of this earth is because we serve the true and living Elohim. We are direct descendants from the Elohim that said that I'm the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh said that you will be a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and shall prevail. So when travail comes, when darkness comes, when calamity comes, you don't get nervous and panic like the other nations. You serve the true and living Elohim. You seek him. And Yahweh shows his salvation, just like he showed his salvation in the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 21st verse. Now, if you want to say you supreme, you're going to say that by saying, man, I'm a Garvinite. I'm an Ishmaelite. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Moor. I'm a Pan-African. Man, Yahweh didn't say this bring you supreme to nobody. Yahweh said this in the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter, and the 21st verse, he said, and Yahweh said unto Moses, when thou return unto Egypt, see that thou do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. For I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. Now, what sounds more powerful? You going and telling these nations that you are a son and daughter of the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Yahweh said that this is my name and this is my memorial forever. And they celebrate Memorial Day today, celebrating the slain, celebrating the dead, when Yahweh said that none of you would be harmed if you tucked in my arm. We went to war with no casualties. We went to war with no ornaments of war. We went to war and drove out nations just playing instruments. So when you go to the nations and you say, I'm the son and daughter of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I serve the true and living Elohim. I'm the son and daughter of Yahweh. And my Elohim is saying, let my people go. And if you won't, Yahweh will slay your firstborn. Now, what sound more of an important statement? That or going to the nations and saying, I'm a Pan-African. And I got an ID saying that I'm sovereign. And you can't touch me. You can't touch me because I have this identification. And you can't touch me. I'm not under your rules. I'm not under your law. They're going to say, man, put these Negroes in prison. Because you giving credit and credence to man. You giving supremacy to man. When supremacy only belongs to one, and that's Yahweh. That's why he said, you let them know what I say. I say, let my son go. And when did Yahweh tell these people to gather themselves on the Senate steps and proclaim to be let go? Who being led by Yahweh? Who telling these people to go out here and establish these things? Are they being led by Yahweh or are they being led by the imaginations of their own heart? See, what I'm telling my people this evening, if you want to establish supremacy, there's no way to establish it but through Yahweh. Because that's how we are supreme. That's how we have rulership. That's how we are far superior over any nation. That's how we have more power, more authority, or more status than anyone else. Because Yahweh said he show up his word unto Jacob, his judgments and statutes unto Israel. He is not dealt so with any other nation. And as for they way, as for his ways, they have not known them. That's what makes you supreme, by knowing the ways of your Elohim. And without that, you naked in the field. You in the darkness. You in the darkest, deep part of the darkness. If you think anything else is going to bring you salvation, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? We discussing who is supreme? What is supremacy? Who does it belong to? Now the nations will tell you it belongs to you because you got the most guns. You know how to cause the most warfare. You know how to break people's body parts in 8 places. They say that's what makes you supreme. The nations will say, well, you supreme because I got white skin. Or are you because you got black skin? Well, Yahweh is establishing who is supreme. And they all bear his word. Because Yahweh is supreme. That's the real supremacy. Yahweh is supreme. There is none higher than Yahweh. And if until our people get the grasp of that, and the world will see that Yahweh is supreme. Because you may think that you are Garvinite. But when Yahweh brings his wrath upon this earth, you're going to be looking for Yahweh. You may think you were Pan-African, but when Yahweh brings his darkness upon the earth, you're going to be looking for Yahweh. You may think that you were atheist, and there is no creator, but when Yahweh's darkness is upon this earth, you're going to be looking for a God then. You're going to be looking for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because Yahweh is supreme. In the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, Yahweh is letting you know that his people is supreme because his people is directly made from him. And anything else, it makes you not supreme. This is how powerful Yahweh's people are. In the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, I'm going to read the 27th and 28th verse. Jeremiah 31 and 27 reads, "Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda with the seed of man and with the seed of beast." Wait a minute. I thought Israel was just man. No, Yahweh said that we come directly. Yahweh, the first man that was ever on the face of this earth, was made by the hands of Yahweh. And we are a descendant of that. We come from that. We come from a man that wrestled with a host of Yah all night long. And his host, and he said, "Look, let me go, man, for the day breaketh." And he said, "Look, man, I ain't letting you go until you give me a blessing. The hollow of my thigh out of joint, I'm all messed up, but I refuse to let you go. Because I know that this is something that's far more superior than any man that I could ever struggle with." Don't nobody struggle with another man and be like, "Man, let me go." He said, "Not until you bless me." He knew what he was doing. He knew who he was wrestling with. And that's the name that's upon us now. And Yahweh said, "Look, since we transgressed and went out the way that he would sow our seeds, the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda, with the seed of man and with the seed of beast." And verse 28, it says, "And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them, to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith Yahweh." Well, I thought we was only cursed. I thought we was only cursed. But Yahweh said, "Just as I have watched over you to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to afflict, I watch over you to build and to plant." So Yahweh said, "You've been out of order, but I'll restore order unto you." Because Yahweh is letting you know who's supreme. And this can't be done by any governor, president, senator, judge, jury, no matter what you give yourself a title of. This can only be done by the hands of Yahweh. And when we step outside of the ordinances of Yah, when we step outside of the law, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh, we become just something that's just ordinary. No wonder they try to flex their superiority over us. No wonder they've plotted and schemed and planned against us. Because we turned our backs for the Most High. Yahweh said that he told Abraham that he was going to establish his covenant through his son, Isaac. Yahweh told Isaac, "You got two nations." Yahweh told Isaac's wife, Rebekah, that she has two different nations and two manner of people in her womb. And that the elder will serve the younger. So you see that Yahweh acknowledging these nations, but he has not established his covenant with them. And this is why we're in this condition today. In the book of Psalms, the 83rd division. In the book of Psalms, the 83rd division, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And we are discussing, what are we discussing? We're discussing who is supreme. What is supremacy? Some people will say it's just based off of your skin tone. Well, you may have some truth, but that's not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We're going to see what supremacy is, and we're going to see why we're in the state that we're in. In the book of Psalms, the 83rd division, and the very first verse, it reads, "Keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate you have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. And they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent, and they are confederate against you. And the first two tabernacles that are named are Edom and Ishmael. The same ones that Yahweh said the elder will serve the younger and say, I will make 12 princes, but my covenant I will establish with Isaac. Now you can see why they try to reign supreme over you. Now when you tell them you don't eat swine, they say, what are you, Muslim? Or they see your fringes and they say, what are you, Jewish? Because this is what Edom and Ishmael have came together with one consent. They try to make you think that their books are superior. They try to make you think that their ways are superior. They try to make you and have you under the impression that in order to be holy, you got to behave like them and walk like them and dress like them and go in the manner of how they go. But Yahweh said all they're doing this for is to cut you off. Because they know what blood courses through your veins. They know what the covenant is established with you. And they whole purpose, they whole consent is to cut you off. So they can make themselves seem supreme over you. To make it look like they got more power over you. And they got more authority over you. And more status over you. And how they going to do that? By keeping you in captivity. Now, why in the world would you cooperate with them and say, man, Yahweh don't got no release date for his people. We're going to be in captivity until we get it all right. When it's not a law or a testimony saying this. Matter of fact, it says the exact opposite. It says, Yahweh said, I'm going to redeem my people, but not for your righteousness sake, but for my holy name's sake. But these nations will conspire against you and have you under the impression that Yahweh is asleep at the wheel. He moves somewhere. He got a change of address. The dispensation of the law, statutes, the judgments, they done away with now. And now when you in Rome, act as the Romans. Now, man, when you at the table and you eating, man, don't ask nothing for conscience' sake. Because you're not special. You're just an ordinary Negro. Nobody's perfect. Isn't that what they said in the world today? Man, nobody's perfect. Nobody. When Yahweh said, be perfect. Because their whole mission, their whole goal is to cut you off. That's the only reason why they wake up in the morning, they get together with one consent, and that's to cut you off. And they got a nerve to have conversations and panel discussions and debates called What's the True Religion of the Black Man? Now, these some of the people, they claim they be some of the word that they use today is woke. Now, he woke. See all that knowledge he be dropping about black history? He woke. Or she woke. And you woke and you not acknowledging the Most High. You woke and don't even know who you are. How you woke and you talk about you a pan-African. And I ask you what your name is. And you say, Amadou Mastala. Well, what the Most High say his people are the nation of Mastala? Who's your Elohim? Where do you receive instruction from? I don't. I'm my own man, and that's why you're being led to destruction today. That's why you're being destroyed today. Because the nation that wants to be supreme over you have told you there is no Elohim. And they have removed the power from you because you've given it right to them to be removed. How can you say you're a Christian, but you pro-black? When the book that you go by, the book that you follow, teaches you to hate your own. To love the nations that oppress you, but hate your own. Don't believe me? Turn to the book of Luke, the 14th chapter. We're going to St. Luke, or what they call St. Luke, the 14th chapter. And it is sanctified. It's set apart. If you want to be wicked, it's set apart right for you. And you want to learn the perfect ways to be wicked, read this book called the New Testament. That our people would almost fight you over by saying you don't go by. And then read these statutes to see why you wouldn't go by them if you so-called woke. In the book of Luke 14 and the 26th verse, this fool say, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now, if I hate all these people, including myself, why would I want to be your disciple? I hate myself. I don't want to follow you. You may teach me to love myself. You see this type of foolishness? And now you wonder why as soon as it gets hot outside, there's shootings. There's beatings in the street. Why you got your oppressors ruling over you? Because you walking around with a crucifix around your neck. Let the nations know, I agree. I hate my mother, my father, my children, my brother, my sister, even my own self. Now you know why the police so paranoid on these streets. Because they know you go by this garbage because they go by this garbage. And now both of y'all paranoid. But they got a badge and gun. So they get the green light to shoot you to death. And you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. Just outright foolishness. Now you know why these nations reign supreme over you. Now you know why they bear rule over you. If you're going by this filth. If you're going by this trash. And people say, yeah, they're right. Brother Obadiah, you're exactly right. That's why I left Christianity. Because I know that that's a slave religion. I know that that's a foolish religion. Well, what are you? Man, I'm Islam. And Islam teaches me to be pro-black. Well, we're going to read to see what Islam say about being pro-black. Since our people love to say that Islam is their way. We're going to read in the Quran, the very book that our people that follow after Islam go by. And if you go on social media, you'll never see more pro-black people that always agreeing with what Farrakhan has to say and what Malcolm X has to say and what Muhammad has to say. Well, let's look at this book. Since you claim you, this is the supreme belief. In the book of, in Surah 3, Eyah 104, it says, let me see if I want to read that much. Now I'm going to start at 105. Now I'm going to start at 103. No, I started at 104. It says, and from amongst you, there should be a party who invite to good and enjoy the right and forbid the wrong. And these are they who are successful. And be not like those who become divided and disagreed after clear arguments have come to them. And that's for them that is of a grievous chastisement. And on that day, when some faces shall turn white and some faces shall turn black, then as to those whose faces are black, did you disbelieve after your belief? So taste the chastisement because you disbelieve. And our people running to Islam and it's saying, look, you have a black face. It's showing that you disbelieve. But if you got a white face, it shows that you believe. Now, who are these tabernacles that's in charge of this? Number one religion on the face of this earth is Christianity. Number two religion on the face of this earth is Islam. And our people rushing through the doors to be fed this nonsense. And who is it being supplied by? Well, it's being supplied by the tabernacles of Edom. You don't think Edom has his hands in these churches? You think the Catholic Church is as big as it is with no hand from Edom? These are the tabernacles that are set to cut you off. This is the book of trash. You take these books and you toss them away because that's what they are. They're garbage. The New Testament is garbage. The Quran is garbage. The Hadith is garbage. The coming forth of the book of day and night is garbage. They all garbage. And you say, well, how can you know? Have you read all these books? No, I know they all garbage because they don't acknowledge Yahweh. And if you want to establish supremacy, the number one way to do it is by letting the world know you serve the true and living Elohim. You don't serve the Elohim of the Christians. You don't serve the gods of Islam. You don't serve the gods of Rastafarianism. You serve the true and living Elohim. And the Elohim that you serve asking his whole nation this question in the book of Isaiah, the 46th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 46th chapter and the 5th verse, Yahweh's asking the whole nation the question. And he's saying, to whom will you liken me? And make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like. Yahweh said, who you comparing me to? You said that me and the God of Islam, we the same? When all you do is read through their book and all they keep saying is we created this and we did that. Who is we? You mean to tell me that you go compare the Christ of the New Testament unto Yahweh when this fool gave the keys of heaven supposedly to John the Baptist? And as soon as he got the keys, the first person he condemned was the man that gave him the keys in the first place. And his reaction was, get behind me, Satan. Man, who you liking Yahweh? Who you liking Yahweh to these characters? Who you trying to make supreme to Yahweh in, with these books and with this doctrine? We just read where it said that if you got a white face, it shows that you believe. What does Yahweh have to say about this? Well, let's see. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. So in Numbers, the 12th chapter, we're going to read the testimony. Now, we're going to see if a white face represents a show if you believe. In Numbers, the 12th chapter, and the very first verse, it reads, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, have Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moses? Have he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacles of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet amongst you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. But my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. Shall he behold? And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against the servant Moses? And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them. Hold on, wait a minute. Now we're going to read something interesting. It says, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them. And he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, dark skinned with long locks. Black as night. No, it says she became leprous, white as snow. Well, I thought having a white face showed that you believe. Well, according to Yahweh, we're going to see what according to Yahweh, what this means. And it says that Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And it says, and Aaron said unto Moses, now what we should be reading is that Aaron said unto Moses, look at this beautiful specimen right here that believed in the Most High. And they started dancing, celebrating, crushed some grapes, drunk some wine, they got drunk, and they all fell asleep. But no, we're going to read what took place. It says, and Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my master, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us. Where have we have done foolishly, and where we have sinned? Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried and said, Yahweh, you see this beautiful white woman? No, it says, heal her now, O Elohim, I beseech thee. And Yahweh said unto Moses, if her father but spit in her face, shall she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again. So she had to be set apart for 7 days. And then when her flesh returned unto herself, and one no Snicker bar going to return her from this. They got that commercial like, here, have a Snickers, because you're not yourself. No, she's one of those Snickers healing this. She had to be set apart 7 days, And after 7 days, she was able to return back into the camp. Now, is this me picking on Gentiles? No. Because according to the scriptures, there's some clean lepers. So just because you have white skin, that don't mean you outside of Yahweh's law. It's one manner of law for the homeborn and for the stranger. So yes, there's room for y'all. There's room, but you have to circumcise your heart and your flesh, just like I have to. Why? Because there's one manner of law. So it's not picking, but this is just telling the truth. And the people that look like this is the people that authorized that book. People that look like this authorize this New Testament. People that look like this to tell you that your face, your skin is not beautiful. You cursed. You got bad luck because you got a black cat running around. And everything associated with black is evil and a curse and bad fate. But everything white is pure. Well, we just read that having this type of skin doesn't represent purity at all. It said, lay not to sin. And that's just the truth. Now, does that mean that Yahweh is a black supremacist and he only looks? No. Yahweh is the creator of all flesh. That's why Yahweh say it's one law. You want to get these curses up off of you? You got to do the same thing I got to do. And that's stop being rebellious. And stop speaking great words against the Most High. And return unto the Most High and keep his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments. And that's what we teach. And that's what we continue to teach. We speak it not only to our people, we speak it to the entire world. Because Yahweh said we will be a light to the world. So fret not if you lepers. Just return back to Yahweh. Just like I got to return back to Yahweh. Just like we have to return back to Yahweh. Because there's one manner of law. Why is there one manner of law? Because there's only one Elohim, and Yahweh is supreme. He's the lawgiver. He's the judge, and Yahweh is king, and he alone will save us. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Because we've been discussing this evening, who is supreme? Now, the nations that look the opposite of you will tell you that you're not supreme because all you are a slave. But Yahweh is letting you know you're not a slave. You're my servant. And I'm going to let you know that you're my servant because I'm going to start off my words with letting you know who I'm speaking to and who I'm dealing with. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the very first verse, it reads, but now, thus saith Yahweh, that created you, O Yaakov, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. We don't belong to Johnson & Johnson. We don't belong to the Smithersteins. We don't belong to the Joneses. We don't belong to the Johnsons. We belong to Yahweh. That's why our name is Israel. Because we got power with Elohim and with man. And will prevail. And Yahweh said, we are his. And it says that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walketh through the fire, you shall not be burned. For I am Yahweh, your Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba for you. And since you were precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. And I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for your life. Well, I thought they taught you that supremacy just came by your color. Well, Yahweh let you know it's coming by your righteousness. And Yahweh said, when you return unto me, I will give men for your lives. I will give people for you. Now, make no mistakes about it. The people of Israel, they do look a certain way. And they don't look like the people that's over there in the land today. And if we don't got names called Frankenstein and Silverstein and Netanyahu. We don't have those names. That's not our people. They don't look like that. The people of Israel, all you got to do is read the description. Look at what happened to Miriam. Read the testimony of what happened to Moses. Read about how King David looked. Read about what King Solomon was described as having and the women that he had was having. Read the book of Lamentations and you will see black. This is just the truth. Now, you can't be a, any other nation tried to claim that they sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they just outright lying to you. But you can have room in Yahweh's house by keeping his laws, statutes, and judgments. But make no mistake about it, Mr. and Mrs. Black Man, you are a servant of Yahweh. And Yahweh loves you. He delights in you. And he will give people for you and men for your life. But you got to return unto him. Because Yahweh not going to be just pleased with you because you got dark skin. And because you got bushy, beautiful locks. And because your sundresses is looking good on the women's body. And because the man got their beards flowing. Yahweh not impressed with that. Yahweh say, we impressed with that. Yahweh said that man look on the appearance of a man. But I, Yahweh, judge the heart. And that's what Yahweh looking at. The main thing that we refuse to work on is the heart. We thinking that we black, we got us a all-day ticket. Like, Yahweh, I'm going to just act the fool. And then when you come and get everybody and bring them into the land, even though I've been cutting up with the Amorites, I've been cutting up with the Moabites, I've been slapping five with the Egyptians, I've been tootsie rolling with the Edomites, but you're going to come and get us, and I'm going right into the land just because I'm black. No. Yahweh going to let you know who has sought after my righteousness. Because Yahweh is establishing through the earth that he is supreme. This is what supremacy is about. You serve the supreme of the supremes. Turn with me to the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter. See, we may be despised by the nations, but we love by Elohim. In the book of Hosea, the 11th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. And it says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. And they called them, so they went from them. And they started sacrificing unto Balaam and burned incense to graven images. See, that's what happened. Yahweh said this in the book of Deuteronomy. He said, look, I gave you, you had the finest of the fine. You had linen on your body. You had the finest of jewels. Yahweh said that you ate the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. And that's what our people are doing today. Yahweh said, look, I done loved you from a child. That's why I called you out of Egypt. And what happened when I brought you out of captivity? You start following after that those that were seeking to oppress you and start sacrificing under graven images. And this is what our people are doing today. No wonder you don't know who you are. No wonder you don't know the Supreme One. You don't have to go to Temple Number 7 or follow after Supreme Mathematics and know who the Supreme. Talking about some, I'm a 100 degree, 60, 70 degree. Yahweh said, look, I'll make you a whole. I'll let you know who I am. I'll let you know who you are. And I'll let you know the inner workings of the heavens, earth, and sea. I'll let you know all of my creations. Because it'll be an inheritance unto you. It said, the meek shall inherit the earth. So Yahweh said, how am I going to give you my inheritance when you following after the other nations? And you want my inheritance just so you can be an oppressor. That's why Yahweh said, look, don't abhor an Egyptian, for you a bondman. Yahweh said, I'm not going to give you my heavens. I'm not going to give you all the goodness of the earth. And then you sit up there and say, well, the same way they cut babies out of my stomach, I'm going to cut babies out of their stomach. I'm going to work them day and night with rigor. I'm going to make them work on the Sabbath day. Yahweh said, I'm not giving you my inheritance for this foolishness. If you want to know vengeance, if you want to know how Yahweh will do to the, well, vengeance Yahweh will render to these nations, you don't have to lift a finger and do anything. This is what you have to know that the Elohim that you serve will do. In the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, In the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, I will begin reading at the 22nd verse. And it reads, "Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations, and shall set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith Yahweh, even to the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with you, and I will save your children, and I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with the sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I am Yahweh. All flesh will know that I am supreme. I am the Savior, and I am your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov." This is what Yahweh establishes through the earth. He's letting you know he's supreme. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about my Elohim. The only reason why I'm special, the only reason why I'm set apart, the only reason why I'm peculiar is because I serve the true and living Elohim. I got my Creator's name upon me. And I know a bunch of brothers, his servants, that got their name upon them. That's what sets us apart. That's what makes you supreme. Because you go on and proclaim it to the world that Yahweh is your Creator. And for this, Yahweh said that this will happen in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. Because we're speaking on who is supreme. What is supreme? Who has established it? Yahweh. Who is supreme? Yahweh, because Yahweh has put it through his people. We have, so we got, we rulership, we rulers of the earth because we serve the Creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them is. And the only way we're going to rule is through righteousness. And the only way we're going to be righteous is by ruling in the ways of our Creator. And Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 19th verse. And it says, "I will set a sign amongst them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, and draw the bow to Tubal, and Javan, and to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory amongst the Gentiles." Yahweh didn't say they're going to declare your glory. We're going to get glory by giving Yahweh the glory. Because Yahweh is the glory. And it says, "And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh, out of all nations, upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith Yahweh, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel in the house of Yahweh. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith Yahweh. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new month to another," because we don't have to talk about, oh, this is the moon. Because Yahweh said the sun, moon, and the stars, they'll be light for the nations. But Yahweh's glory will be upon his people. So what you looking for a crescent for? What you out sunbathing and watching for? When you need to be looking for Yahweh. Because he's your glory. And he said, "All flesh shall come to worship before me, saith Yahweh." So we learning who is the supreme. The supreme is Yahweh. And he's given the responsibilities of his servants to not only be blessed, but to be a blessing. And Yahweh will bless those that bless us and will curse those that curse us. And through us, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This is the definition of supreme. This is the definition of having more power, authority, and status over all nations, because this is what Yahweh has established. No wonder Yahweh said, my name is Yahweh, Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. This is my name, and this is my memorial forever. This is the memorial day that we keep, because we serve the true and living Elohim. We serve the Elohim of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Because Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our king. And Yahweh is supreme. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm a Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions be praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this Yahushua, Yahweh, Shah, Yahweh, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he sent somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man, you thinking that Yahweh lied? Man, you frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spitting disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on.
This is the man who puts his trust in Yahweh Elohim. When he saves the remnant, it'll be like they dream. My friends just remind me to never go a horn. Yahweh's laws are my love, I'll ever adore them. I write them down on paper to get them in my heart. I meditate and recite the laws as I walk. The fear of Yahweh is the hate, evil, lies, and pride. To break one of the least laws, show send that to the spies.
Yeah, what's good?